A reading from the Gospel of John. Pilate again went out to the Jews and said to them, "I find no guilt in him. But you have a custom that I release one prisoner to you at Passover. Do you want me to release to you the King of the Jews?" They cried out again, "Not this one, but Barabbas." Now, Barabbas was a revolutionary. Then Pilate took Jesus and had him scourged. And the soldiers wove a crown out of thorns and placed it on his head and clothed him in a purple cloak. And they came back to him and said, "Hail, King of the Jews!" And they struck him repeatedly. Once more Pilate went out and said to them, "Look, I am bringing him out to you so that you may know that I find no guilt in him." So Jesus came out wearing the crown of thorns and the purple cloak. And he said to the Jews, "Behold your king." They cried out, take him away, crucify him." Then he handed him over to them to be crucified. Every year as a child, I was equally enthralled and dismayed by the appearance of the thick red missalette that appeared in the pews each Holy Week. I remember that it was 106 pages long, and all that for just 1 week. I was leery of its arrival because I knew that it meant I would be spending lots and lots of time sitting in church in the coming days. But I also knew there would be all sorts of special things done this week, unlike any other. Kissing the great wooden cross, washing feet, songs that only came out at this time of year, and of course the reading of the Passion story. I loved this because it was the only time of year in which I got a chance to be part of the reading, and I paid close attention page after page to make sure that I didn't miss my line. "Barabbas! We want Barabbas!" And then later, "Crucify him!" The only thing was that, even as a child, those weren't the lines I really wanted to speak. I loved Jesus. I wanted him to be the one that was set free. I certainly didn't want to crucify him. And I grew weary of year after year having to play the bad guy in the plot line. Who really wants to play the role of the Jews in the Gospel of John? It's been interesting to me in recent years to be able to study the scripture more intentionally and discover that the people actually in Jerusalem at the time of Jesus' arrest and crucifixion probably felt much the same way as I did. Scripture scholars note that there seems to be no historical evidence of the Roman governor ever setting a prisoner free for the Feast of Passover. Indeed, all the records of Pontius Pilate indicate that he was a rather cruel man who seemed to have no qualms about killing people in large numbers. Jesus likely meant nothing to him. He was just one more troublemaker, dismissed to die like so many others. Every indication in the Gospels, however, suggests that Jesus was intensely popular among the local people, even if not among the religious and political leaders. And some scholars suggest that he was likely known around town as Jesus Barabbas, literally Jesus, Son of Abba. Remember that people did not have last names in this time and were often known by a nickname. Since Jesus was known for so often speaking about God as Abba, he was possibly called Barabbas by the people. If outside Pontius Pilate's fortress the people were shouting for Barabbas to be freed, they likely were yelling for Jesus, not against him. But by the time the Gospels came to be written, the writers faced a challenging situation. The Christian message had taken off among the Jewish citizens, and not as extensively within the Jewish community. Moreover, by the time John's Gospel was emerging on paper, around 90 AD, the disciples of Jesus Barabbas had been expelled from preaching in the synagogues because it was causing so much controversy between the Jews who believed Jesus was the Messiah and those who did not. There were many hard feelings over this expulsion on both sides, and they bled into the writing of the Gospels. One instance of this seems to be the trial of Jesus we read today, where the blame, if you will, for Jesus' death is shifted from the Romans to the Jews by the creation of a choice that historically never existed between a man named Jesus and a man named Barabbas. Why do I bring this up? Because as much as I resented playing the role of the bad guy once a year, I've come to recognize that there's a people who have been playing this role of bad guy in the imagination of Christians for centuries, not just once a year, but every day of every year. And that people, of course, is the Jewish people. Not the characters in John's story, but real people in real time who have often suffered real persecution and at Christian hands. The documents of Vatican II make very clear that the Church does not hold the Jewish people responsible for the death of Jesus. Indeed, it condemns the view. But each year on Good Friday, we again read the Passion account of John, which, if we're not careful, can nevertheless subliminally reinforce old suspicions and open old wounds that go back not to the day of the crucifixion, but to a fight in 90 AD that really is not worth wounding each other over anymore. In recent years, these hurts have once again surfaced as more acute, as the Jewish community has raised questions about efforts to return to older Latin text from before Vatican II that mention the perfidy of the Jews, the faithlessness of the Jews. It turns out that no one is interested in playing the role of the Jews in John's Gospel year after year, least of all the real Jews. As we tell our most sacred story of passion, death, and resurrection, this Holy Triduum, let us be attentive to the way we tell it, the way we share it. Let us be careful to preach the Paschal mystery in a way that it constitutes truly good news for all people, that it offers liberation and freedom for all people, including the Jewish people.